This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
What a great day. Everyone all set? Cocked? Locked? Here we go. And I'll say correctly to USAprepares.com. We're delighted to be with you today in class. We broadcast 2 hours from high atop the Missouri Ozark Mountains. Kyle's engineering the broadcast at GCN. I'd like to thank all of our affiliates for carrying this broadcast. I really appreciate everything that they do for us. And if you'd like to call us, 866-582-9933. 866-582-9933. We'll pay for the call. If you'd like to take us as you travel, 605-477-3249, 605-477-3249. There's a link to your instructors on the website, USAprepares.com. And you can contact your instructor should you need advice and counsel and would like to find out what offerings they have. With us today is Doc Ram, Dr. Richard Allen Miller. Welcome, Rick. Well,
no, it is.
Rick, are you there?
I love the laugh. I do. Good morning.
Hey, Rick, I had a great day yesterday. I'd love to tell you a story. It'll take probably most of this segment, but let me try this. I mentioned that the state of Missouri is very interested in the Fennelli family, and they have been for months and months and months, and they have leveled paper attacks on us, demanding that we pay them about $100,000 in what they alleged was unpaid tax. Now, let me be very clear about this. We have their rule books. We use their rules as best we can. They write the rules. They print the rules. We go to the websites or get the printed materials, and we write in the margins. I even teach a class on how to do this when I travel. And so we pay our taxes. We fill out the forms, send them in, do all that kind of stuff. We go by our interpretation of what they want. And that's all we can do because we don't hire people to prepare our taxes for us. We prepare our own. Now, I want to make sure I'm very clear on this. I am not saying that we, if they say we owe a dollar, we say, no, actually, it's like 13 cents. No, we don't do that. If we agree that we owe a dollar, we will send them a dollar. Not a dollar one, not 99 cents, we will send them that dollar. Okay. So, we have been under siege, the Fennelli family has been under siege, by the state of Missouri demanding over $30,000 and over $60,000, total $100,000, in what they claimed was unpaid sales tax. Now, on the surface, it would seem that they would be right, because if the state's coming after you or you're being audited, the general inclination, if someone were to hear a story like this, is, well, you know, the Fennellis are doing something wrong. Obviously, there's merit there. I'm telling you, there's no merit. We have read the code, we've read the statutes, and there is no tax on the items that we sold. For example, if we sell a Berkey water filter or a ProPure water filter or an item on the internet and it goes out of state, outside of Missouri, where we are, there's no sales tax due. The state is not entitled, not entitled to any revenue from sales tax, none. And there are certain items that they are not entitled to sales tax, regardless of whether it's in-state or out-of-state. And let me tell you what they are. They are numismatic coins and bullion. They claimed that we owed them $100,000 for unpaid sales tax. And they would send us these letters saying, send us the information as to your sales. Send us the information, and we would say, here's the statute. Here's what it says. There's no sales tax due. Sign it and send it back. And what would happen is we would get these letters saying that we had a 30-day time to respond. And we would get that letter at about 3 or 4 days before the 30 days was up. And here's what they did. This is what we're alleging. They have a Pitney Bowes stamping machine in their office at the state. And they have some clerk run this thing through the Pitney Bowes machine, and I think they put it in a stack, and it sits there for like 3 weeks. Then they put it in the mail. And by the time you get it, you're going to be late in responding. So what do the Finellis do? Well, we do what we always do. We send them a letter saying, and they say, you can call us. We say, thank you very much. No. All communication will be in writing and documented and will be sent registered. And all communication will be responded within, not 30 days, 14 days. We tell them, no, let's get this done quickly to expedite it. So they're giving us 30 days, but they're not. They're giving us like a couple days because they mail it late. What we do is we mail it right away, and we say we've got 14 days to respond. Otherwise, this is a moot point, and you've got no claim. And that's what we say in the letter. It escalated. And escalated, and escalated. And then they wanted, then they're going to haul us before a panel of their choosing. And then they want copies of all emails for years. Really? All emails for years? Then they want all sales records, who, what, when, where, why, and how, for years. They're demanding this because it'll be easy on us if we do this. Naturally, you know my response. Can't do it. So they want these records, and we say, here's our response. You want the records on the internet sales? Go to eBay. You want the records on income tax? Go to the IRS. You want the state records? Go to the state. You have it all. It's all done. You already have it. Go get it. The only thing we didn't say was, you guys are fishing. That was coming up next. This is a fishing expedition. Well, I decided yesterday that after they wanted a mountain of paper, literally, it would have been piles several feet high. I decided that was unacceptable. So I called the head guy, and he is the general counsel for the state of Missouri. I called him up, and I got the person who answered the phone, and I said I'd need to talk to him. I named him by name. And I said, will he know what this is about? I said, absolutely. Will he know who you are? And I identified myself, and I spelled it F as in Foxtrot, I-N-E-L-L-I. He got on the phone, and I told him I needed 10 minutes of his time. And it was very difficult because he had meetings. And that's what government people have. They have meetings after meetings after meetings after meetings after meetings. I know. I used to be a government guy. And not much happens in these meetings. So I explained to him that I needed 10 minutes of his time, and he couldn't do it. He couldn't do it yesterday. And I said, "Well, it works for me. 10 minutes of your time, and you will have the information you need. I will come there at the time of your choosing. It's going to be a 5-hour round trip, but I will be there. Maybe six. It was like six." And so he agreed that he would squeeze me in for 10 minutes. So Mrs. Finelli and I got to the government building, dimly lit. And we waited in the lobby, and Mrs. Finelli had some advice for me. And that advice was, and I can just see Rick smiling. She said, Vincent, be nice. So, Rick, I said, Why don't you wait in the lobby?
No witnesses. There you go.
And so we go. I was met by the general counsel. And I said, he brings me into this very large conference room. It was probably, 35-seat conference room. And I had the choice of my seats, and I picked one closest to the door, and I left the door open. And there's microphones and, you know, recording equipment everywhere. And I said, I don't agree to any recording of any of this. Are you recording it? He said, no. He said, are you? I said, no. He said, okay. So I proceeded to show him. You know, Sun Tzu, the art of war, is, you know, surprise, surprise, surprise. Well, I don't necessarily agree with those tactics when you deal with the government. What I like to do is say, here's my plan, and here's how it's going to play out. This is not a threat. This is just how I see it going. And, you know, if you want to go down this path, that's fine. I'm ready for it. I'm really ready for it. And we'll all be famous. Because if we're going to go down this path, it'll all be public information. Websites, everybody will be well known. All that stuff will happen. And I explained to him that the state has no claim on out-of-state internet sales. None. And I explained to him that the state has no claim on numismatic sales. None. And then we filed our taxes. They have all the information they're going to get. And if they want, they can come after us. But there's nothing to get. Because we have the statutes. We've read the code. It's not there. They can't do it. They're out of bounds and they're fishing. And you know what? Within 10 minutes, it was over. And he agreed. There is no claim. Not because I covered something up, but because there's no claim. There's nothing there. They cannot. If we sell a ProPure water filter, someone buys it on our website, they're not getting that information. Not from me. It's none of their business. It's out of state. And if someone were to buy one in state, we pay the sales tax on it. So it's all covered. It's all above board. But what I'm telling you, Rick, is this is a very slippery slope, and here's what's happening. These people, they hire these people to work at the state. And when I went there into this general counsel's office, there was one person behind the desk. And this person was making a personal phone call. And I had to wait while she was making her personal phone call on her cell phone. We're paying her good money to do whatever she does, and she was not working. So they have people who have nothing to do except pick on the little people like us. And we're not going to let it happen. So, class, I hope there's a lesson in there. You can deal from strength. Class, I'm a survivalist, and my plan is to be independent of everything that I can so that supply chain disruptions have a minimum impact on our family. What's the first thing that you do when the power goes out? I've researched the best value solar energy system that I can find, one that's backed by the technical support necessary for the undertaking. The system's installed and is generating electricity right now with equipment purchased from IronEdison.com. You heard Brandon Williams, CEO of IronEdison.com, right here on USA Prepares. Together, we designed our system. In my opinion, our IronEdison.com system has more features, more value, and more potential than any other system I found. We chose the Snyder Electric system with a hybrid inverter, charge controller, power panel, battery disconnect, and the system control panel. If you want energy independence, as we have, please consider calling the engineering team at IronEdison.com, 720-432-6433, 720-432-6433.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Lifetime Grey's 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com or find us on Facebook.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Be prepared for the next disaster with the Shelter Pod. The Shelter Pod is a large, all-season, heavy-duty, quick-deploy shelter. The Shelter Pod system can be set up in 30 seconds and includes an emergency medical kit, water filter, survival tools, and more. Are you prepared to take care of your family? Do you have everything in one place ready to go? Get it now or enter to win a complete Shelter Pod system at ShelterPod.com. The Shelter Pod at ShelterPod.com. Shelter when you need it most.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
So, class, there's a lesson here, and that is that you need to deal from a position of strength. What that means is you do your homework, you do your research, and then you ask questions. So what I was prepared next to do, should it have gone to that level, is I was going to demand to face the accusers. So if they have some minion or if they have some person who doesn't like us and says, you know what, go after the Finelli family, here's what you do, and they make up these stories about unpaid sales tax, which is absolutely bogus, I want the name, address, phone number, social security number, all, picture of all of our accusers. And I want names, the same information about these government employees, who they are, how much they make, and I want to build a dossier on that. And that will go public. So if they want to attack, if they want to attack us, that's the kind of plan that I have. And it's kind of clear that, you know, we just want to be left alone. But when they come out after my family, they actually get to see what Italian heritage is like. I'll tell you, I remember, Rick, I remember when I was very young. My dad was just about 6 feet tall, blonde, blue-eyed. He's Italian. He was Italian. But I believe he had Viking in him when the Vikings invaded Italy. So he was, I believe he was a berserker in terms of lineage. Those are the guys who would run out and take the arrows. I mean, they're just tremendously strong athletes. So that's my dad. And my dad and I were in my car when I was a very, very young driver, And it broke down. So he was helping me fix my car. And we were under the hood, and we had some wrenches. And he had these wrenches in his back pocket that we were using. And this gang came up toward us. And we were outnumbered. And we weren't doing anything. We were just working on the darn car. And they seemed like they were interested in ruining our day. And my dad said to me, he said, Vinny, he pulled out two of the biggest wrenches he had in his pocket. He said, take this wrench. He said, we're going to get hurt. This does not look good. He said, so what we're going to do, we can't fight them all, but we're going to kill that little guy. Now, my dad was not a violent man, but he was a first sergeant in World War II, and he went through that 90-day wonder training to be an officer. And what he meant was, we're really going to get beat up here. This is not good. But that one guy, we are going to concentrate all of our effort on him. Not that we wanted to kill him. Not that he really meant kill him literally. But what he really meant was, that guy is going to be hurt more than anybody else, even more than us, because we're going to go after him together. And I learned a lesson there. And so what happened was, when our family was attacked by this paper mountain by the state of Missouri and threatened, what happens is that Italian heritage comes out, defense of the family. And I looked at Mrs. Finelli on the way to the state capitol yesterday, and I said, Mrs. Finelli, this is what happens. This is what happens when the head of a household is attacked, and when the family is attacked, and the head of the household responds. This is how it goes. That's the kind of thing. So I'm saying, rally around your family, support your family, and deal from strength. That's what I think is important. Make sure you have your facts. Don't go off half-cocked. Make sure you're right, but make them prove what they allege. So they're asking for more and more and more and more information. And they didn't get it. What they got was, you already got it. Look through your records. Look through your records. You want to bring us before the panel? Go ahead. Go ahead. But it's not going to end well. And I'm not saying we're going to physically hurt them. We're going to use their system, their paperwork system, to document and bury them in their paperwork. And what we let them know was, you can keep trying. There's nothing to get, insinuating that, maybe there are other real bona fide situations that maybe they might collect some revenue, but it's not coming from us. And I literally had a penny in my pocket, a shiny new piece of junk, zinc, copper clad penny in my shirt pocket. And I put it there. And at the last moment, if I had to, it was going to come out with the statement, putting it on the table, on the conference room table, that if it only takes this penny to resolve this situation and make it go away, if I just have to give you just this, you're not getting it. Rick and I'll be right back.
Hi there, I'm Bob Eubanks. As part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee, and they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-361-6907. 800-361-6907.
This is Elizabeth McCabe, a.k.a. Lucky One of Truth Frequency News. I wanted to tell you all about Extendivite from HeartDrop.com. Y'all know I check everything before I air it. When I heard about Extendivite on TFR, I went to HeartDrop.com and started my research. It's got cayenne, That's good for blood and circulation. It stimulates the blood flow. It's got garlic, which fights bacteria like antibiotics, and it lowers the cholesterol and blood pressure. It also has milk thistle, which is the best detox for liver. I couldn't wait to try it out, and I'm glad I did 4 months ago. And here's obvious results. My hands and feet don't get cold anymore. The varicose veins have faded too. My wrists don't hurt after typing all day. Now I tell you all this because it's true and I want you to really live life. Try Extendivite. Go to heartdrop.com and order it.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now, 1-800-958-9659. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-958-9659. That's 1-800-958-9659. 1-800-958-9659.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hey, diabetics. Yeah, you. Got a spare hour to waste going to the pharmacy to get your insulin or other meds and supplies every month? I didn't think so. Me either. I've got life going on, which is why I use PillPack. PillPack is an amazing online pharmacy. They package up all my diabetic meds and testing supplies into daily doses and send it to me every month, automatically. All I do is pay my normal copay. PillPack does the rest. I'm serious. This is a free service. They don't even charge for shipping. PillPack handles all the medical insurance stuff and even get with my doctors for my other prescriptions so I don't have to, which is good because that's the stuff I forget. But PillPack remembers everything. They even package up my daily vitamins so I remember to take them too. If you're diabetic, your meds and supplies are life and death, which means you need PillPack. Call right now for this free service. You may even qualify for $25 in free vitamins. 800-560-7310. That's 800-560-7310. Again, 800-560-7310.
It's gonna be sliding.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Benelli.
Doc Rams with us, listening very patiently. It's pretty rare that I get to hear Doc Ram not say much. Doc Ram, the Missouri Department of Revenue was created in 1945, and it serves as the central collection agency for all state revenue. Their primary duties are to collect taxes, title, and register motor vehicles and driver's licenses. That's what they do. So just one more minute story. So my wallet was stolen out of my truck years ago, and so I decided, well, geez, I don't have a license on my person. I better go get one. So I went to get a replacement license at the local license office 20 miles away. And the gal says to me, I can't do it. Can't do it, Mr. Finelli. Your driver's license has been suspended. And I said, no, it can't be. I have the highest driving record in the state of Missouri. You cannot get a better driving record than I possess, meaning dings, dents, accidents, none of that. None of that. So I have a great driving record. I don't evade the police. I don't do all that stuff. Well, my driving permit and my license was suspended. And I wanted to find why. She said, well, you have an unpaid ticket. I said, I don't have any unpaid tickets. I don't have any tickets. Well, here's what happened. Some jerk in the Missouri Department of Revenue transposed a couple figures on the keyboard and entered me as having a as not paying a ticket. It wasn't me. It was somebody else. So what did they do? They suspended my license. So I'm driving around with a suspended license. Now, if I got pulled over by one of the Blue Plague, I could have been arrested for driving with a suspended license, which is not true. It was some typographical error by some jerk in the Department of Revenue. I know I'm using strong language, but that's the problem. That's what happened in this case. Some jerk in the Department of Revenue decided that we should pay sales tax on something that is not taxable. And what do? They go, well, I don't know. The Finellis are saying they don't pay. There's no tax. What is the answer? Is it taxable or not? We send them their own statutes, and they go, well, we don't know. So let's escalate this. Let's kick it up to the big guys, general counsel, and let's let them deal with it. So some jerk escalates this. So we have these low-paid people who are causing all kinds of problems. They need to be fired. And I hope I find out who they are so I can help them, you know, go on vacation permanently. Get out of our way. Because they're causing problems for us. And that's just two examples. I was in another state, Rick, and I got my license. I got a fine in the mail. And in this particular state, if you had a motorcycle license, the prefix on your tag was MC, motorcycle. If you had a vehicle, like a station wagon or a car, it was PC for pleasure commercial. So those were the first two letters of your license plate. And then it was followed by some numbers. So some guy parks his motorcycle on the sidewalk. His tag is the same as mine, except it says MC. Mine says PC, and I get fined. So it happens, you know, it's happened multiple times to me. So you can get pulled over for something you're not even responsible for because some jerk in the Motor Vehicle Department or Division of Revenue is careless.
Yeah, you know, what I worry about is whatever happened to Mayberry.
You're absolutely, and here's what Mrs. Finelli said. We were all done.
And the problem is that right now everybody's hurting for money. It's going to get worse. And so people are looking in corners. They're looking around edges. They're looking at gray areas. They're looking for ways to increase the kitty to fix the roads or other things that were boondoggled. That when I say boondoggled, there's, you know, unspecified funds that are used inappropriately for a number of things on local, regional, state and federal levels, and nobody calls people on these things. And so this is one of the problems with larger bureaucracies. For example, at one time, the U.S. Forest Service, which is a division within the Department of Agriculture, was bigger than USDA. Now, how's that work? Logging comes to mind, and now there isn't anything to log. Right now, the Obama administration left the medical industry in shambles. And I'm going to say something about that I have HealthNet, and I had this trigeminal nerve neuralgia problem that was so serious, my doctor was going to send me to Portland. And thank the Lord that I chose to, before going to his advice, before I did that, I tried a chiropractor, and the chiropractor discovered that my body was out 13 degrees out of alignment because of a broken neck that happened when I was 5 years old, and nobody knew that. And that chiropractor pushed me in two places, and my trigeminal nerve was fixed. But because of what Obama has done, my primary care physician, who's a Seventh-day Adventist, was going to put me on drugs. And when I say drugs, 2 days ago, I had a call from some guy that had been listening to me accurately over the years and had heard me mention ketamine and the ketamine studies that I did. And it turns out that in Portland, what they would have done with me before they closed the Reinhardt Institute was put me on intravenous ketamine. And that man now is 46 years old and has to live with his mother because he's so damaged because of that. When they put you under a knife, they say there's a 50% chance of fixing the ailment. This is what the Obama, it required my doctor to write a letter to Medicare approving this chiropractic thing with specific lettering stating all other possible things had been exhausted. And I am so grateful that I chose to not follow his advice like most of us would have, thinking that our doctor, who has to follow certain protocols that were not previously in. And I talked to HealthNet about this, and the nurse that I talked to said it has increased everybody's insurance rates 300% because of what happened. Now, this little bureaucracy thing that we've got going on has proliferations down in all levels of our life. And I have had enough. You talked about maritime law, the idea of your captain and commander of your own body and your own land, and you no longer have those rights. And they're watching you with drones. I shoot on sight. That's what I do. If I see a drone, I'll blast at it. I will absolutely, and it is my right because it's in my airspace. Just like, I don't know what's going on with North Korea. This is crazy. That little fop is, he's a fop, F-O-P, with his hairdo and his behavior. It's craziness. And why would Trump go for it? It's a little boy going after a little girl. That's the way I see the whole thing. And it's craziness. I'm appalled. I remember the movie when Vietnam, what's war good for? Absolutely nothing. The only thing that benefits is cash flow, and that's why they want it, because everybody needs cash. And Gecko said it best, greed is good.
Yeah, that's what he says. Of course, we don't agree with that. You know,
oh, no.
Rick.
But notice the encroachment.
That was a vulgar.
In the gray area.
That was a vulgar, vulgar film. And he portrayed the vulgarity, the ego, the insatiable appetite for more and more and more of Wall Street, which is absolutely disgusting.
It's what it is. And the bully part of it is not where I like to go. I can tell you a story of what happened to me on the first day of my high school. I got kicked out of school. I'm a smart kid. I was gifted. And I got kicked out of school the first day of high school because when I grew up in the Philippines, I was the wrong color in 1948. And I had to learn how to defend myself on the streets of the Philippines. I also learned how to play chess, by the way. There's several things that go on down there. But this bullying thing is something that's now happening in our high schools. And some schools are really bullish about it, and some are not. And that's what's happening now on a national level.
Mm-hmm. Rick, I'd like to dovetail on something that you just said a few minutes ago. And that is the search for funding. And, you know, our government is squandering money and
Well, it's not. It's little shells. It's like special interest groups within the government. Yeah.
Yeah, I know about them because I've seen them. I was a government a contract bidder, and I got to see firsthand how it works. And I know how there are underhanded things that happen. I know that there are bid openings that are secret. I know, and it's all illegal. I know that. I've witnessed it. But here's something I'd like to share with our class. And here's what's going on right now in the state of Missouri. The Missouri government, Division of Revenue, is interested in all sources of revenue that they can find. They're turning up every rock. And one of the things that they're doing is they're, and we know this because we've talked to people in this industry, and this is the precious metals industry. What they're doing is they're visiting these guys and saying, you've got a store, and we're here from the Division of Revenue, and we are interested in sales tax. And it looks like you guys aren't collecting sales tax. Well, there is no sales tax due on numismatics, and as I mentioned, no sales tax due on numismatics and bullion. But let's say a coin store sells some supplies, like tubes that you might a tube that might hold plastic tube cylinder with a screw top lid that you might put 20 silver dollars in, or 20 90% dimes or quarters or halves in, okay, or even pennies. That is not considered numismatic, so that would be taxable. So what happens is the state is saying, well, you owe sales tax. Well, the coin dealers pay sales tax on that. They pay sales tax to the when they file, and it's all above board. But the state is insinuating, well, there's other things, and, you know, if you just send us, $30,000, this will all go away. And they're killing the coin stores. They're killing them because it's too much hassle. Nobody wants to put up with it. I suggest you put up with it and fight them.
My name is Lee and I'm 41. I've been using One World Wave for 2.5 years now. I suffered a bulged L4 and L5 disc from a car accident 3 years ago, and since that time I've been unable to walk long distances, do any minor lifting, or just normal activities with my children without having severe back pain. Since I've started using One World Way, I've been able to walk more, engage in activities with my children, and have less lower back pain. One World Way has helped me regain back my strength, confidence, and have a healthier life. I've noticed a weight loss of about 20 pounds, my A1C dropped 2 points, and I have more energy now. One World Way has helped me regain back my life.
The results for clients on One World Whey have surpassed the results for most any other supplements, as well as all other whey protein powders. One World Whey is non-denatured and frequency encoded. We believe the frequency encoding increases your body's production of glutathione and energy production. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
Do you know what's lurking in your water? More than 200 contaminants could be sitting there just waiting for your glass. With a ProPure water filter, start enjoying clean and great-tasting water today. ProPure filters, independently tested, latest water filter technology. ProPure systems do not require electricity and are easy to set up and easy to use. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Imagine what it's like to be active your whole life and then find out you're going blind. That's what happened to me. I have age-related macular degeneration, or AMD. As a wife, mother, and grandmother, my sight is precious to me. What a relief when I found out that treatments for some forms of AMD are available and that research is underway on additional preventions and treatments. AMD is the leading cause of vision loss in people 55 and over. When I started seeing blurry spots in the middle of my eye, I saw my doctor. She suggested I review the prevention and treatment information on fightblindness.org. Did you know that some forms of AMD can be slowed down or stopped, and in some cases reversed if found in time? Get more information about preserving your vision. Call the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS for a free packet on reversing or managing AMD, or go to the website where I found so much helpful information. Fightblindness.org. 1-800-BLINDNESS. 1-800-254-6363 or fightblindness.org.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Aging is one thing that affects everyone. George has talked about the power of stem cells for years. Now, there's a new serum that harnesses that stem cell power to bring back your youthful look. Beverly Hills doctor, Nathan Newman.
Stem cells are basically our fountain of youth. This is what maintains our body's reparative, regenerative abilities. As we age, every cell breaks down and needs to be replaced, and what replaces it is the stem cell.
Dr. Newman and Jeunesse have developed Lumines. Lumines takes the science of stem cells using the same growth factor complex that literally heals our cells, slowing the appearance of the aging process. Apply Lumines twice daily and on average see results in a week. Learn more, watch our video, and order today at a special Coast website, healthylooking.com. Plus, there's a 30-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's healthylooking.com. Lumines for a healthier, much younger, better-looking you. Buy now at healthylooking.com.
Are you living your passion? Are you pumped to go to work because you get to talk about or work with or do the things that interest you the most? Is working, playing, and relaxing one and the same? As long as you're working for someone else, you'll never be living entirely true to yourself and your passion. I'm Pharmacist Keith. Let me show you how you can work around your current schedule, create the extra income so you can live your passion. Visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com. radio.recordedvideo.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Doc Rams with us, and class, I just want to let you know that if you go to a gun show, if you go to a convention, you know, where there are merchants that set up and pay for booths and floor space and tables and that kind of thing, you're going to find the governments there. They're going to have their minions looking for ways of getting revenue. They're going to look to see, did you buy a temporary or a permanent license to sell out of that little tiny space that you just bought for the weekend. They are going to look for all kinds of ways of extracting revenue from your wallet. They have their eyes on the same place you do. You have your eyes on your wallet. They have their eyes on your wallet. They want what you have. That's what these people do. So when you go and you go to these government offices and they have these people that smile behind these desks, these are not your friends. These are not your friends. They want your property. They want your currency. They want your money. They want your assets. They want what you've worked all your life and your family's worked all its life for. And it's up to you to protect it from those thieves. That's your job. And what this hour, I guess, has been spent dedicated to the fact that you do not have to turn it over to them. Read their rules. And if you do not do your own income taxes, if you do not read Publication 17 and prepare your own income taxes, you are at a loss. You're at a loss because you don't know the rules. I'm telling you, there are a lot of things that you can do. And if you haven't started your own business right now, you're paying too much in taxes. I don't care what the business is. You can start any kind of business that your heart desires. You can start it right now. You can say, I'm in business. And guess what? You're in business. And you can start generating income. You can start using those losses or those costs that you have spent to build your business against the profits of your business. That's the way Donald Trump does it. That's the way a lot of successful people do it. And if you look at who is successful in your life and who is not successful, chances are staggeringly high that you'll find that the people who are independent business people are better off than those who have jobs. Mark my words. Tell me I'm wrong. Call me. Call me right now and tell me I'm wrong. 866-582-9933. I'm not wrong. People who have started businesses are generally more successful. Why? Because they understand the tax rules. I've read it and I...
Yeah, go ahead. I'm sorry.
I've read the tax rules. I use the tax rules. I apply the tax rules. And I am ready to do battle with the IRS or the state of Missouri anytime. I'm ready. I'm ready because I've used the rules. I don't have to call a gun for hire and say, uh-oh, I'm being audited. If I get audited, I'm going to announce it on the air. I'm going to announce who, what, when, where, why, and how, just like I did. I told you the story about what they just did to us. I will announce it. I'll announce the players. I'm not ashamed to be audited. It's a badge of honor. Because if you are not audited, you're paying too much in taxes. You're throwing money away. Well, I'll tell you what, I'm pretty riled up.
Yeah.
You know, I think I'm going to do a nonstop monologue.
No. You're on a roll, and it's cool because what you're saying is correct. And it's what I have problems with are the corruption within the bureaucracies, not the bureaucracies themselves as they are, you know, like getting a building permit. However, getting a building permit requires a whole bunch of dance steps, some of which are completely unnecessary and there for a purpose. They have outthought you in terms of laws, so if they can't get you with the right hand, the left one will.
That's a really, really good point, Rick. When we moved to this neck of the woods in Missouri, we checked out to see if they had a building inspector. And you've been to our house. Now, Rick, can you imagine the average person building a house like we built? You've been here. You've been all over it without a building inspection. We built it without a building inspection. Class, this house took 220 tons of stone. That's without the mortar. That's just a pile of stone to put the skin on the outside of it. And it was we were banging and sawing and for 18 months just for the stone. And we built it without an inspection. There has been no inspection. I'm not letting those guys in the house. They're not coming in. We don't have an inspector, and that's because we selected this place. No inspections on our house, and they're not coming in. They're not looking. It's private property. Doc Ram and I'll be right back. I've got a bunch of questions, physics questions. DocRam.com. Class, I'm a survivalist, and my plan is to be independent of everything that I can so that supply chain disruptions have a minimum impact on our family. What's the first thing that you do when the power goes out? I've researched the best value solar energy system that I can find, one that's backed by the technical support necessary for the undertaking. The system's installed and is generating electricity right now with equipment purchased from IronEdison.com. You heard Brandon Williams, CEO of IronEdison.com, right here on USA Prepares. Together, we designed our system. In my opinion, our IronEdison.com system has more features, more value, and more potential than any other system I found. We chose the Snyder Electric system with a hybrid inverter, charge controller, power panel, battery disconnect, and the system control panel. If you want energy independence, as we have, please consider calling the engineering team at IronEdison.com, 720-432-6433, 720-432-6433.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.